Okay, welcome back, and we have the pleasure of speaking with Father Paul Kramer again, as we usually do a couple times a month. How are you doing over there, Father Kramer, in Ireland?
Well, I'm doing well. Ireland and the rest of Europe is not doing too well.
No, it's kind of in free fall, and it's pretty dark down there where it's falling. I'm not optimistic. Are you?
Not at all. We're in a year now that I could compare to 1939 in the last century.
Yeah.
So we're on the verge of a world war.
I don't know how. Let me rephrase that. I cannot recall any historical preference for a reversal of the rot, evil, satanic decay that has enveloped most of the developed world. I've never seen anything like it. So I agree. How could this be ending up in any other configuration other than a war? I can't imagine it, frankly. I'm sorry to say that. I just can't. I agree with you.
Well, in the, I've mentioned it in the past, there was, in the early 19th century, a man, a Jew who converted to the Catholic faith. His name was Zachary. And there was a priest who edited the text of the prophetic messages that he received from God. And that was the Father Fatticelli who published the book, edited and published the book.
Right.
And the remarkable revelation is about the world war that will take place that's described prophetically in that book. The Eastern power, of course, he gives you the dimensions. He describes the dimensions of this empire of the North. And it's the dimensions of Russia and China. And they will go to war with North America. And they will defeat North America in the war. That's all foretold, I think, in the year 1807. Then, more recently, there's a Catholic saint by the name of Don Orione, Father Saint Luigi Orione, who prophesied that millions from North America will flee to South America. Millions will come into Argentina, fleeing a very destructive war in North America. North America will be devastated by war.
This is all from Zachary, the same guy?
No. This is from Saint Luigi Orione. Those are two different.
Oh, I got you. All right. Got it. Pointing to the same conclusion. All right.
Yes. One is of the 20th century and the other is of the early 19th century. So saying the same thing. And then there was the revelation made to Blessed Elena Aiello, 20th century. Person who she was a nun. She had the stigmata of Christ and visible stigmata of Christ on her body, and she received the revelation about Russia waging war on America with secret weapons, and that Russia would overrun all of Europe. So Russia will overrun all of Europe
and keep right on going.
Yes. And then there was the one I mentioned in one of my recent programs with you, and that was the Mother Aimée of Malestroit, who foretold the Russian invasion of Europe, and she said the occupation of Europe will last less than 1 year, but it will be a brutal occupation of Europe. And
So what she's saying is that they're going to foresee they're going to roll through Europe, vacuum up all the undesirables, and then eventually, within a year or so, go back home and leave Europe to its own general devices. Is that what we're hearing? There's going to be a big purge, in other words.
It's going to be... That's going to be part of a greater war. It's going to be much more chaotic than that.
Yeah, I'm sure. But there is going to be a purge. I don't know how much more patience, diplomatically speaking, Putin and Russia can manifest in terms of the way they are being lied to, damaged, quite literally damaged. You got to remember that North Korea is in there helping them now. They're getting aid from China. They're getting a lot of help because this has been a very difficult war. Coming up in February, it'll be 4 years Russia has been fighting to take control of the Donbass, which, as all of you remember, or most all of you, voted 97% to join Russia. All the people wanted out of Ukraine, and they voted to join Russia. Russia proclaimed Donbass is now part of Russia. And in February, it'll be 4 years, Russia has been trying to eject the Ukrainian army, which still holds approximately 10% of Donbass as we speak. Nobody knows this, but this is a fact. So this has been a very bloody and difficult war. The Russians have lost probably 150,000 dead. We know the Ukrainians have lost over 1 million dead. And these are men and women. They're both fighting in the military. That's a lot of dead people. Anyhow, it's been a very difficult, brutal period in history. And I know it's depleted some of Russia's ability. That said, they are building the Oreshnik missile now, the awesome weapon. It's a nuclear weapon is what it basically is. It uses kinetic warheads, and they come down at hypersonic velocity on the button and do tremendous damage. So they've gone serial production about a year ago with the Oreshnik. They have lots of them. They have this new one, the Burevestnik, I think it's called, which is a cruise missile propelled by a nuclear engine. In other words, it can fly indefinitely all around the world like a loitering munition and be set on a target any time that the controllers want it to hit a target. If you follow that, it's pretty scary. This is like having submarines in the ocean ready to launch at any time, but this is something flying around in the air ready to launch down on a target at any time. So it's pretty crazy, the technology that's out there, and we don't know all of it. So that'll be interesting if Russia is finally provoked into actually invading this rapidly becoming an open sewer of Europe. Sad what's happened in Europe. Why would the Russians want to even go in there? I guess they have to take out the UN aspect of it. But my goodness, with all of the invaders that are in there now and the horrible, heinous crimes against people, Europeans, children, women, you name it, that are being perpetrated by these invaders. It's really something else. Why would somebody want to take charge of that? I don't know. I guess it'll be a standoff war, perhaps, if there is one. And there probably will be. Go ahead, please.
This is an insane agenda that goes back decades. We go back to the George W. Bush administration, the project for the new American century.
Yeah.
And the documents that they put out with major administration figures, to put it mildly, cabinet ministers of the Bush administration, outlining their plan, basically to partition Russia, to divide up Russia and basically create a few small countries out of puppet regimes out of what formerly would have been Russia. So they basically want to get rid of the Russian Federation that exists today and replace it with a few small puppet states that NATO could control. So that the Western powers, under their under their banking system can govern all that territory. That's what they're trying to do.
Good luck. Not going to happen.
What most people seem to have forgotten was that the revolution in Russia in 1917 was something imported from the West. And it was particularly a group of revolutionaries who have a common ethnicity. Trotsky, in January of 1917, Trotsky traveled from New York to Russia. And he didn't travel alone. He had his gang of Jewish revolutionaries. They had gold from the Jewish bankers in New York, and we know what they did in Russia. And they set up an almost completely Jewish dominated communist government in Russia,
right.
And inaugurated what they eventually called the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. So. That's where...
And you know what's really incredible about that, beside the obvious, is that even then, and this is 1917, long time ago, over 100 years ago, the Jews did this with so few people in total on the planet. They still only have about 17 million who identify as being Jewish. And not all Jews are rabid Zionists, we know that too. But the point is, look what they did over 100 years ago with even less of a population base on the planet. So it's not surprising what they've achieved now, not to me. Go ahead, please, because that's a very important story you're telling. The Bolshevik Revolution, so-called.
So in the message of Our Lady of Fatima, she spoke about the errors of Russia, as Pope Pius XI pointed out, that Russia, to use his own expression, Russia has been more sinned against than has sinned. The errors of Russia, of course, were imported into Russia from New York and London. Karl Marx, of course, lived in London. The Jewish revolutionaries from New York traveled to Russia to import the communist revolution into Russia. That's where it came from. And look at who owns and operates the Trump administration.
Yes, sir.
And we see it's the same group. It's the same people.
Same scourge. Same group. Absolutely. And they're tragically more powerful now than perhaps ever. If Satan were incarnate on the planet, his name would be Netanyahu, originally named Milikovsky. That man is flat-out evil, all right? And anyone who supports him, like Trump, is affixing or attenuating himself or herself to satanic evil. There's no other way to phrase it that I can come up with. Anything less would be dishonest. Trump is supporting genocide, emotionally, mentally, intellectually, and financially. We're paying for the massacre of Gaza. This is U.S. money. And Israel is attacking six or seven other countries right now, and we're paying for that too.
Not only that, Trump is instituting in the United States a dictatorship.
Yes, sir.
What is taking place?
Yeah.
And most Americans, to use the Jewish expression, Gentiles are what they call cattle, goyim. And unfortunately, most Americans have been brainwashed by the Jewish-dominated media, and they think like a goyim. They think like cattle.
You see it over there, don't you? Yeah, yeah. Follow right along.
They have no idea what the federal government in the United States is up to. What is their agenda? There is an agenda And it's been around for a long time. And so many people who have heard about this agenda to turn the United States into, in other words, a coast-to-coast concentration camp is what they intend to do. And it's starting to happen with abolishing the due process of law, all the constitutional rights. This is in Catholic prophecy for a long time. They're going to take all of our rights away. They're going to reduce us to slavery in our own countries.
Correct. Correct.
I remember one of the Greek Orthodox monks, a priest from at Mount Athos, made the prophecy that Europe will be subjected to a Jewish-led tyranny. Europe, so the European Union countries are going to be under Jewish tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be enslaved by this financial system, which is being introduced with the digital currency. That's all in the works. The Trump administration isn't doing anything to stop that. What they're doing is to take away all of our constitutional rights. And the reason why the Trump administration is going after illegal immigrants, this is a trial balloon. This is the first stage of nullifying the Constitution. And they're going, this is very cynical of them. They're going after them because they are the most vulnerable, the ones who have the least constitutional protection. So you have people who are being, many are not illegal immigrants, many who are legally immigrants, many who are American citizens also, who are being not just arrested, they're being abducted, they're being violently and forcefully abducted. No due process of law, no warrants. Many times these people are not, they don't even identify who some of these people are, just that they look Hispanic. And they are arrested, they are put into camps, just like what the KGB did in 1937 and 1938 in the Soviet Union. One quarter of the population of Leningrad was sent to the Gulag, processed exactly the way the Trump administration is rounding up people today. It only begins with these immigrants. But Trump has already spoken about going after others, especially people who are against his administration.
Oh, the not only that, but they're throwing the term anti-Semitism around all over the place now. Tucker Carlson, world famous commentator, reporter, observer, is now being attacked seriously. Candace Owens, there are no, Nick Fuentes, things are splitting more succinctly and more clearly than ever before now. We've got, this is all being, I think, orchestrated, very brilliantly set up over a long period of time by some very evil people. I don't think this is spontaneous, any of it.
Oh, it is very meticulously, very systematically, very methodically. They're setting up, creating a crisis so that they will have a seemingly justifiable excuse to institute martial law. Once they institute martial law, it will not be only illegal immigrants who have no rights. Nobody will have rights. And you will have the Department of Homeland Security doing what ICE is doing to the illegal immigrants, and also to the legal immigrants, and even to some U.S. citizens. This is going to be done to everyone. Everyone in the United States is going to be subjected to this rule of this brute force, dictatorship, no recourse, no due process of law. we're going to define the country under a total communist dictatorship.
You see it clearly. Remarkable. You do.
And with the changes they're making in the banking system with the digital currency, we're going to have a social credit system like communist China in the United States. You're going to have a criminal justice system or a criminal injustice system like Stalin's Soviet Union in the United States. And this is where things are headed right now.
It's rather appalling to think that Trump, although it is degrading, still has a significant support base. The man is not doing the job that he talked about at all during the campaign. He is part and parcel of the international Zionist, Satanist cabal that is running most of the Western world and influencing damn near all the rest of it. Look what they've done in Argentina. They've got Milei in there, whose last name is the same last name that Benjamin Netanyahu was born with, Milikovsky, same guy. And if you don't think there's a connection there, there may be actually a blood relation connection between Milikovsky, Milei in Argentina, and Netanyahu in Israel. And Trump had no problem dropping $20 billion more dollars into Argentina this time. Where's this money coming from? To help Milei get reelected. He did. So this is like a cancer, Father Kramer, and it's out of control. It's turbo cancer on a geopolitical, sociological basis that the likes of which I've never even imagined. And it's right in front of us.
And I've quoted the author. I have quoted the Jewish authors in my own books, where they boast that they were the ones who were in charge of this communist revolution in Russia. They make no secret of it. Winston Churchill spoke of the regime in Moscow in his day, which was the Soviet Union. Being run by a gang of what he called atheistical Jews. But if you mention that now, you're just branded as an anti-Semite, and that's called hate speech.
Instantly. Now, here the good news is, and it depends upon which story you want to place faith in, but 60 to 65% of Americans now are very much anti-Israel. They've seen what's happened in Gaza. They've seen the control over this country. They understand that all the media outlets here, corporations, entertainment, the major professions, are all dominated by Jewish Americans, not all of whom are bad, evil people. We just get that on the books one more time. But the point is, when the bell rings, probably 90% of all Jews will answer it. For their people, their philosophy, and their idea of an organized religion. And goy, they're the enemy. The goys are the enemy. And they're to be used and abused and discarded any way that suits their purpose. This is the truth.
It's in their own writings. They admit it.
Oh, it's all in black and white, you bet. Yeah.
They proclaim it. It's the Jewish organizations.
Read the protocols. Come on, it's all there.
The Talmud especially.
Yeah.
What are their designs for the world and how to dominate the world? It is in their own writings, and it is through communism that they instituted communism. For the purpose of subjugating the world to their own rule. And the one who is their hired manager is a man named Donald Trump.
Yes, sir. And the Trump family is making millions and probably billions when all is said and done. Believe it. I just don't know how we really have a chance, Father Kramer, without access to the so-called mainstream media. We're doing a pretty good job on the internet, so-called alt news, the alternative media, which of course is largely now firmly controlled by the same people who run the other side of the street in terms of internet information. That's hard for people to really absorb, and I understand that. The sad thing is, I guess, underlying most all of it is how their campaign to dumb down the American public has been so successful. Now with the average young person, I'll say up to 40, on their cell phones, 7.5 hours a day. How does one even think that the American public is going to wake up in time to stop what's coming? They're so obliterated now mentally, it's not even funny.
And what is, I think, not to be forgotten is that Russia is the country that has been chosen by God eventually to defeat these disorders which were imported into Russia by mm-hmm. the international Jewish community in 1917. It is Russia who is going to lead the way. The conversion of Russia that will take place is going to lead to the conversion of Europe back to its traditional faith. It's going to bring about the conversion of Russia, a conversion of Europe, eventually the conversion of England and North America, and the conversion of the Jews. The Jews will enter the church, and the problem that we have between Jews and Arabs will go away, because when both Jews and Arabs will embrace the faith of Jesus Christ, then they will live together in peace. But before then, nothing will work.
Well, you watch.
No solution.
None. You watch what happened in New York. Mamdani wins big, flies off to Puerto Rico to a 5-star resort, is pigging out already, didn't even waste any time, got right to the game, big money, fast lane. 84% of all women aged 18 to 29, 84% 18 to 29-year-old women voted for Mamdani and their own demise. This is a Muslim. Don't they understand anything about how the Islamic religion treats females? Have they never heard of female genital mutilation, FGM? What is wrong with these people? They're voting for their own annihilation, one way or another. This is going to be quite a scene to watch New York go down the sewer. It already is, but this guy is bad news. And the Muslims over here have taken over several, Dearborn, Michigan, one area. They're very heavily, a lot of them are in, I guess, Minneapolis. Somalis, 200,000, something like that, in Minneapolis. The point is, America is split in half, and now it's rotting from within. And there's nobody going to turn this around. People bought into Trump a second time and allegedly elected him. I don't know who really won. He got 77 million votes. The camel got 75 million votes. That's a dead heat, practically. That's awfully close. So, you know, who's really running America? It's not the American people. It's not being predicated on the Constitution anymore, as you pointed out correctly. And it must be pretty horrific from over there to watch what's happening over here.
Instead of restoring the republic at home, the puppet regime in Washington is far more interested in assisting the Jewish regime in Israel and the Jewish regime in Ukraine.
Yes, sir. You got it. Don't forget that either. The Jews have taken Ukraine. They run the government. They own the government. They're not going to give it up. If these people were ever faced with having to give up what they have acquired, they would take everything down with them. Everything. International Zionism is a blight on the planet.
Yes. The Samson option. It's very clear what they would do.
Yep.
So the only solution I have to say this, it is the message of Our Lady of Fatima, which is about conversion. Because what God is allowing these disorders to take place, because the human race wants to follow its own devices and not the law of God. And as long as people stray away from the law of God, they separate themselves from the protection of divine grace, and God leaves them to their own devices, and that's why the world is in the pitiable situation it's in now. There is a remedy, but the remedy is, there has to be a spiritual, moral conversion. There has to be a return to faith in Jesus Christ. We have to become a Christian nation again. We have to become a Christian civilization again, rather than what's taking place now. For example, I just read today about what happened late last month. There was in Germany, in the Diocese of Münster in Germany, there was what they call the queer mass. The queer mass, get that.
Mass. Yeah. Okay.
It's organized by what they call this is a ministry of the Diocese of Münster, and they call it the queer community. The so-called queer community. That's what they call it. And this is a diocesan organization. This is under the so-called Catholic Diocese of Münster. The queer community organized what they call the queer mass.
That's incredible to even hear. I didn't know this. And of course, Leo XIV looked the other way, I'm sure, unless he stepped out and actually blessed it. Who knows? I don't know. It's crazy. That guy is really, they call it the velvet glove. Very, very calm and underspoken. He doesn't run his mouth. But he's just as bad as Bergoglio. Apparently, from what you've been telling us, you're right. There's no change in the agenda. None.
Could you imagine this happening in the time of Pope Pius X, Pope Pius the 11th, or Pope Pius the 12th? Impossible.
Nothing in modern Catholic history would tolerate any of this. I'm amazed. Here's a little note. Pope Leo has now instructed Catholics not to refer to Mary, the Virgin Mary, as having helped her son Jesus save the world from damnation amid the spread of an exaggerated worship of the Madonna, often on social media, that has emboldened claims of apparitions, weeping statues, and self-styled prophets. So Leo has stepped up now and instructed all Catholics not to refer to Mary as having helped Jesus save the world from damnation. This is a decree from the Vatican's doctrinal office, approved by the pontiff. It says, blah, blah, blah. It says, Jesus alone saved humanity from hellfire, and therefore Catholics must not call Mary the co-redeemer or co-redemptrix. Is this a much ado about nothing story? It's got some ink. I'm kind of interested.
Spitting in the face of Pope Pius the 11th and Pope Pius the 10th. They were the ones who spoke of this, explained theologically what is the co-redemption. Jesus Christ is the one and only Redeemer. But just as Cardinal Burke has recently pointed out in a talk that he gave, this idea of co-redemption, this is something scriptural. It is the participation in the mystery of redemption that we are, as Christians, we are called to participate in Christ's redemption. That Christ calls upon the members of his church to cooperate with him in the work of redemption. So it is through his merits, it is through Christ's mm-hmm. merits that we are given the grace to participate in his work of redemption. It is his merits that bring about the redemption, his alone. But it is through the merits of his redemption that we are given the grace to participate in the work of redemption. And that is preeminently fulfilled by his mother, Mary, who more preeminently than any other person cooperated so totally in the work of his redemption that she merited to be called the co-redemptrix. And this is settled Catholic doctrine. Mm-hmm. What Leo XIV is doing is rejecting Catholic doctrine. He's rejecting Catholic teaching, and he's following a false doctrine of a new religion, of the synodal church, the synodalist religion, which is different and opposed to the Catholic religion, opposed right. to the Catholic right. faith. And that is what we see taking place from this organization in Rome, the Vatican, which calls itself the Synodal Church.
Here's a funny, if funny is the right word, bizarre angle of this. The prefect of the Vatican's doctrinal office wrote in a preface to the decree that it was a response to questions in recent years about devotion to Mary and to clarify what is acceptable to the Church. And who is the prefect of the Vatican's doctrinal office? Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez. He didn't go away. He's still right there.
Yes, the same Tucho Fernandez who under Bergoglio came out with this document saying that any Marian apparition that threatens divine punishment on the world is false.
Well, he didn't go away. Can you imagine the intrigue that's going on at the all levels in the Vatican? Machinations, plans, deployments, all kinds of things. It's pretty crazy. Let's jump back to.
Oh, I just want to say, how many threats of divine punishment do we read in the Old Testament? It's filled with it. The Old Testament is filled with God threatening punishment mm-hmm. upon the people if they stray away from obedience to God. Deuteronomy chapter 28, Leviticus chapter 26. And Tucho Fernandez came out with this document saying that prophetic messages that threaten divine punishment are false. Well, you might as well throw away the entire Bible if that's the case.
Yeah. It's all, these times are astonishing. I've never seen anything like it. I can't even imagine having thought we were going to see things like we're seeing right now. Here's Trump. Has Trump lost his mind? He may have. Maybe he's got some dementia issues. I don't know. Well, he's dyed his hair back to a senior gray, silver gray. He's holding up pictures of the new Trump ballroom, which is going to literally be almost double the size of the White House. I don't know if you knew that. The White House is 55,000 square feet total, and the new Trump ballroom is about 90,000 square feet, something like that. It's huge, huge. And he's going to stage UFC fighting in there. They'll be able to seat 1,000 people in this ballroom. He's going to turn it into an events chamber for he and his buddies. Maybe World Wrestling will make it there, too. I wouldn't be surprised. Trump, here's a headline for you. Trump admits he doesn't care about, oh my, affordability as the economy dives. Let's see what it says here. As inflation rises and layoffs surge and SNAP benefits, that's food stamps, stop, President Trump told Americans point blank that he does not want to hear about their affordability issues. Whoa. Talk about the cost of Thanksgiving, he said, and the cost of living through Thanksgiving. Our energy costs are way down. Our groceries are way down. Everything is way down. And the press doesn't report it, said Trump. Wow. Talk about missing the whole picture. Nobody has any money, Donald. Jobs are evaporating like raindrops on a hot car hood. This is a terrible situation here. People don't have any money. 40-plus million Americans got no food stamps. Court ordered Trump to make sure the Department of Agriculture paid for the SNAP food stamps this month. Trump refused. He sent his attorneys to appeal the judge's ruling. He didn't want people to have food stamps. He wants this government shutdown to result in what may be the beginnings of a civil war. This man is evil. I'm telling you, not you. I'm just saying it. My opinion, not speaking for Father Kramer. Trump has stepped across the line. He does not represent America or the people anymore. He said, let me repeat this, please. He said, talk about the cost of Thanksgiving and the cost of living through Thanksgiving. Our energy costs are way down. Our groceries are way down. Everything is way down. And the press won't report it, said Trump. Go ahead, please.
This is exactly the agenda of the communists, which is to create a revolutionary situation. It was Lenin who said, had the slogan, the worse, the better. So that group that was in charge of the communist revolution, they wanted to make the economic plight of the people desperate to get them into a revolutionary frenzy, to get them into a chaotic rebellious mood to fight against any institutions of government that they viewed as being used by their oppressors. And this is exactly what's happening in the United States now. People are being turned against the government because they're losing their jobs. If they lose their jobs, they can't pay their rent. They can't pay their mortgage.
They're going to lose everything.
They lose their homes. They become homeless. And what is Trump's attitude about the homeless? Well, they're just losers, as far as Trump is concerned.
Right. Well, and that's before and after he sent the $20 billion to Argentina to support their cattle industry. It's sickening. Here's more. Listen to this. This is the man that America elected. He says, you know, I call the Democrats con men and women. They make up the numbers. But when you look at the 25% reduction in costs for Thanksgiving between Biden and me, it's the biggest reduction in cost in the history of that chart, or whatever it is they do. Well, the truth of it is the Thanksgiving cost numbers Trump is touting come directly from Walmart, which is selling a $40 Thanksgiving basket compared to $55 a year ago. But this year's meal has much less food in it. The people don't have any money. He doesn't give a damn. Listen to this last comment. Quote, "So I don't want to hear about the affordability," said Trump. "We're getting close to $2 a gallon gasoline. With Biden, it was $4.50, $5. Another thing, inflation. We had the worst inflation in the history of our country. Now we have virtually no inflation of all." What planet is he on? So the affordability is much better with the Republicans. He just dismissed it all. He doesn't care. It's what he said is riddled with lies. All prices are not heading down. No, inflation is going up. Americans saw the biggest grocery price jump in over 3 years. Average grocery prices in September, 2.7% higher than they were the year before, and it's getting worse. This is truly incredible what this guy says. He says whatever he wants. The truth be damned.
People cannot afford to buy houses anymore. Young people graduate from college. They're ready to enter the workforce.
There isn't any.
If they're lucky enough to find a job, the job they find is not enough to support themselves. They still have to live with their parents.
It's true. The average age of a home buyer in America now is 40. 40 average. So, no, home ownership is unless you're from a wealthy family or are extremely brilliant and do something remarkable, it's not going to happen. It's just sad.
And private equity is buying up all the houses and...
People, BlackRock, you bet.
It's not going to be possible for people to buy houses anymore. This is done by design. They're taking over all of the property.
Yes, yes. What a travesty. What a tragedy. And Trump just runs his mouth and doesn't care. No one's going to hold him accountable. He knows that.
It is a monopolistic system that is being imposed through the financial system. They are reforming the financial system so that we're going to have a digital currency. We're going to have a social credit system. We're going to have... a monopolistic ownership of the financial elite owning all the property. In one word, this is communism.
Yeah. Now, everybody will be renting at best. No, they're not going to be able to buy. I'm sadly telling people again, if we make it for another year, you won't recognize much of this country and its society and its culture. And the 7.5 hour a day average on cell phones, it may go higher. Other things will come along to absorb more time to keep people from spending time with themselves and the world around them. They don't. It's all escapism now.
And it's very sad. People have been mesmerized and hypnotized, as it were, by the Trump slogans to make America great again. And what are they actually doing? Well, it's the Jewish dominated financial elite who are turning America into a communist country. It is going communist.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Yuri Bezmenov, former KGB agent who defected and came over to the U.S., has a long list of techniques that communism and communists use. I'll be running that story again. I think it's up there right now. Bezmenov. Look for him. Bezmenov. Bezmenov. Thank you, Father Kramer. Very insightful. Very helpful. It's a light in the dark that you always shine. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Right now.
Father Paul Kramer. Okay, that's it for the week. Weekend coming up. The network will bring you news and information all the time, as it always does. Thank you for being here. For goodness sakes, take this all deadly seriously. It's no joke. None of it. Okay, have a good one. Take care.